Today's daf is Daf Nun Zayin, and already we have to do a bit of a girsa change. Have a look at the Korbanadis as follows: Hamavater al Divrei Navi. Someone doesn't go by the word of the Navi. What's that case? Kichaveros shel Micha, like the counterpart of Micha, the story of which we'll learn about soon. That's towards like still within the first Amud, I believe. And Va'Navi she'aval divrei atzmo, a Navi that goes against his own words, that he received the prophecy. That's ki'idu ha'chozeh. Hadu dichtiv, it says Va'Navi yoshev Beit El, and the question is, who's that Nav, that Zaken? Now, what's the story here? That case with the Udo was he was instructed to go to Yerovam, and he was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not, when you go through Beit El, don't eat anything. And a Zaken came in front of him and said, oh, and he tried to convince him to have some food, and he said, look, I cannot do so, but no, I've received the Devar Hashem. He lied, this other Zaken. Says, I'm a Navi, and you should meant to eat by me, and he ate by him, and he got in trouble for doing that. So another Gemara says, who is that Zaken? So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak, Zeh, that's Amatzia Kohen Beit El. So who is this Amatzia Kohen Beit El? So if you look at Korbanet, it says, Mikemedesh Kan Amatzia Sheha Kohen HaBaal BeBeit El. Amatzia was a Kohen of, like, priest of Baal in Beit El. His assumption was that it was a matzah. However, Amar Rav Yossi pitputzei bitzim. Bitzim is mud, and pitputim is like chatter type of thing. So it's like cloudy. You're speaking. What you're speaking is not correct, basically, in the most polite, in the if I can say more in the most polite way. It says Hayusham. Rather, who is veizuzer? Who's the individual? He understands that it was actually Yonatan ber Gershom ben Menashe. Not Menashe, Girsa change, it's Ben Moshe. So the grandson of Moshe Yonatan, who was Oved Avodah Zarah. Well, he was not only Oved, you'll see in a minute the way the Gemara describes it. It wasn't really Oved, he was a priest of Avodah Zarah. Let's explain that as we get to it. Okay? As it says, Atamotze Beshasha Ba David Matzashu Oved Avodah Zarah. I'm feeling a bit here. Okay, but importantly, Mashmashia Notan Sheerich Yamin. The Gemara is going to question this soon because that must mean he lived for a very, very long time. There's the times of a grandson of Moshe, and he lived the time of David HaMelech and all the way to the incident here now. Now it's with Ido. It says, and it says that I think the term Zaken is what is being medaic here. Okay, then it continues anyway. So Amarlo. When David HaMelech saw him, it says, "Ata ben beno shel otah tzadik, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata avodah zarah. What are you doing, being a priest of avodah zarah?" David HaMelech came to him. "Amar lo masor b'yadi, I've got a tradition from my Abba, from my grandfather. Machor atzmacha, you should sell yourself off to avodah zarah v'al tistach lebriyot. If you need money, you know, better sell yourself to avodah zarah and then be dependent on other people." "Amar lo," David HaMelech said to him, "Chas v'shalom, what are you talking about? Lo amar lacha ken, definitely said, Ella." Not to an avodah zarah, but even to any type of work that might be beneath you. Let's put it that way. Better to do that activity than be dependent on other people. Handouts. However, since one David HaMelech saw that he liked money, Yonatan, that is, it says, so what better job to give him? Put him in charge of the treasury in the Beis HaMikdash. The finances, I should say. I'll show you here. It says that, what does it mean he was like Mammon? It says, the he didn't money, he didn't need money for the basic means. He was a Levi. And Levi is supported by Meiser. Umafursama not only was Levi, he was a famous Levi. So what, you think he struggled? People not going to give him Maaser? Of course they would have given him Maaser. No, they wouldn't leave him begging. However, Ella Shalavat Mamonua said, but it wasn't enough to be, if you like, basic support. The reason why he took this position as a Kohen for Avodah Zarah is because he liked money. He liked nice things, I guess. He liked money, and that's why he took it. So David Melech saw that that's what was enticing him to that position. David Melech says, okay, you know what? I'll give you a job. Okay, and that's how he got him out of that position. What's the question?
Very strange to give a job of that importance to someone who seems so
Liking money? Yeah, good
light of
question.
mind.
Sorry? You're concerned he might start pocketing things. No, it sounds like he gave him a good parnasa, gave him a good wage, and he understood money, so therefore he was qualified for the position. That's what it sounds like.
Divrei
For Trump,
Hayomim.
Sorry?
Divrei Hayomim, it
Yeah.
lists one of Moshe Rabbeinu's descendants as being one of the senior officials in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, so this is
Divrei
it. This is it.
Hayomim.
We'll discuss it. You'll see in a minute. That's the next psukim, right? That's the next. The Gemara is like literally four words in time, Moshe, it's referring to. Okay. What are you going to say, Menachem?
If you offer Trump the popeship, he'll take it.
Hadidichtiv says, "Veshvuel ben Gershom ben Menashe negid al atzeret." This is exactly the pasuk you were referring to, Moshe, right? Shvuel, but it's interesting. It doesn't call him Yonatan. It refers to him Shvuel. So Gemara says, why is he called Shvuel, a descendant of Moshe, having this position? Because Sheshav lakel b'kol kocho, because he did tshuva and turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with full might. There's your reference, Moshe. So the Gemara says, Negid al atzarot shemineo kumus tisvarin al atzarot, because he was put in charge of the finances, it sounds like. Financial control of some sort. Chavraya baum kamei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Komer lo vadozara veirich yamim. What do you mean? Look at the chronology of the dates. He was involved in Avodah Zarah, and yet he was zochet to such a long life. It doesn't stack up. What's going on? So Amar lo, no, al shaita inot tzara b'avodah zarah eshelo. It was his job, but it was a bit stingy. Became Avodah Zarah. What would happen? Look at the stories. Umayita inot tzara b'avodah zarah. What does that mean? Hava barnash maitele toro ein marog di l'avodah zarah. Someone would come to his call it his church, whatever you want to call it. And they would come to him and say, I've got this bull, I've got this lamb, I've got this kid, I want to offer it to Zara. Vamale, and said to him, Paisei, bring this offer and appease the God for me. So, Paisei Alai. So, for who? Yonatan would say, Amarle, Lama, why? V'chim mamu'ulacha, how's it going to help you? Ain't no ochelet, this offer to Zara doesn't eat. It doesn't do, it's not going to add or subtract by presenting all this banquet of food. Ella, what shall I do? Bring me a small dish of fine flour, and 10 eggs. Alave. So in other words, don't make such a fuss. Let's keep on the cheap. Just bring me that amount. And don't worry, fight and I'll put in a good word for you. That's what a type of thing. So the caveman to Azel, once the customer left, he sat down and had some scrambled eggs and toast, basically. Habi achil lahun, he'd sit down and eat the flour and eggs himself. Okay, it was a job. Was he committed to it? No. So atachad bar pachin, there was one. Bar pachin can usually mean like a lordly individual, a thug of some sort. But amar leke, and he said, he gave him the same speech. Amar le im einu mo leklum. If this has no effect whatsoever, then mipnei matzal. Why are you working here? Samalei, begin kechayai, for it's my parnasa. If it's got good, what's it called? Good employment terms and conditions. Right? He doesn't believe in it, but that's what he needed for the money. Okay. So Meitivein, what are you talking about? Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani v'haktiv ad yom galut Yisrael galut ha'aretz. He seemed to be involved in Avodah Zarah until the Churban. So Amar Lun, Kevan Shemet David, no, once David HaMelech died, Amad Shlomo came to Echlif called Sankliten, he sort of new king, new administration, and Yonatan lost his job, so the Chazal Kirkolo, and then he needed to keep up he liked his money, so therefore he went back to that position. That's the story of Yonatan. Now the Gemara says, let's learn a bit more about Ido HaChozer. So it's a Venavi Atad Zaken Yoshev Beit El, Via Vobanovia Saperlo et Kola Maisera Shasa Elohim. Now, this is Zaken that we just referred to, by the way. That according to the opinion here, we said it was actually Yonatan, according to Rabbi Yossi. And what happened was, is his sons came and told him about. Now, we're going to mean lots of the psukim with a lot of the Gomer, so I'm trying to fill in the blanks as we go along. So after Ido was sent to go to Yerovam, and told not to eat anything Beit El, it seems that his son came and told the father everything about what Ido did. It says, Avihem, Ezel derech, which way did he go? And they pointed the direction of Gomer. Av Amar Banav, Chashvuli Chamor, set up my donkey, Vayelech Acharei Yeshalim, went to find him, and so Yoshev Tachat Elan was sitting underneath the elm tree. Amar Alav, I cannot come with you. Sorry. The rest of the pasuk that I filled in here, I'll just fill it in for you now. I cannot drink. I cannot eat bread. I cannot drink with you. So there's like, I'm also a Navi. O Malachti Berna, Malach spoke to me a lie, but the Barashem, the more Heshibu, Shivehu, bringing back Itcha, El Beitcha to your house, Vyachal Lechem, give him food, give him bread, Vyishtu Mayim, and give him water. Kicheshlo. Now, what's Kicheshlo mean? That's what the Gemara asked. What's his Kicheshlo? My Kicheshlo, Shikerbe. He lied to him. It was like a Navi Sheker, basically. This is what this Yonah did. Vayihi Hem Yoshvim. And they were sitting, El Shulchan, Vayidavar Hashem, El Navi Asher Hechivo. Now it's interesting, the word of the Navi, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Navi. Importantly here, the Devar Hashem came to Asher Hechivo, the Gemara's Medayak. This is an important lesson, he says. Asher Hushav, not the one that sat down, either though El Enktiv, El Asher Hechivo, that came and seated, if you like, Ido. Meaning, who did the Nevuah come to? Not to Ido, but to this Zaken. V'rei dvarim kavachomer, ma im mi shechilet chavero lechem sheker. Zachat shinichet alav hadibur, that may kodesh baruch hu. The kavachomer is Ido, sorry Ido, this Zaken lied. And nonetheless, it seemed to be the Nevuah came to him to give over the message to Ido to rebuke him for going against the Nevuah. Nonetheless, Hamachel Chavor Lechem Emet, but someone who therefore gives his friend and hosts his friend, giving him food, truthfully, Kavachomer Hakachama Kamavul Kavish Baruch Hu Miached and come and rest his shchin on such an individual. That's the Kavachomer we're putting here. Okay, we can learn even from the bad story a positive thing coming out of it. Let's continue. Ktiv. The Ish Echad Min Bnei Anavim. This is now talking about the case with Micha. It says Vish Echad Min Bnei Anavim Amar El Reu B'Devar Hashem. Now, this is where Micha told one of his friends, the full pasuk, just to show you here, is, it says, El Re'u, B'Devar Hashem, Hakenina, strike me. He told him to be, he told B'Devar Hashem, said, I should be hit. V'yemena ish lakato, and the person who want to hit him. That's V'gomar. V'yomer lo yana sholo shamata, back to the Gemara, because he did not strike me, you don't listen to my words, but call Hashem. Hincha olech mi tivika yariyah. You're going to be consumed by a lion. Vayelech me'etzlo. He went left from him. Vayemetzo yariyah v'yikah. And he killed him. Vayemetzo ishacher. He found another person. Hakeini na. Please strike me. Vayakeyu. And that person struck him. So that is, if you like, the case of someone who doesn't listen to the word of the Navi. Learning from the case of Micha. But now let's do a little more detail. Vayelech ha-Navi amod ha-melech al-derech v'chapes ba'afer. But Afer, sorry, not Afar, Afer Aleinav. So this is referring to when he came to Achav because there was a number of Nevuahs that he gave to Achav saying, you're going to win the war against Ben-Hadad Melech Aram. And finally, when he was victorious, Ben-Hadad asked to be let free, asked for mercy, and Achav let him go. So what happened is the Navi came and dressed up, disguised himself. It seems like some sort of shmatra on him. Vaya melech over, v'utzo ekal melech. And he basically, the way that's looking here, we've got a lot of gomers, gives out a story which is a mashal of not listening to the Devar Hashem. Basically, it's going to be used as a mashal that Achav didn't listen to the Devar Hashem. But he used it, he brought a story that showed that Achav agreed that what he did wasn't correct. Okay? Vaya abdecha moshe, ose hena vehena, that's our case. And then he pulled off the disguise. I've sent you a person who I wanted to be destroyed. This is the referring to the Ben Hadad. And it was, you let him go from under your hand, therefore your soul will be in place of his soul, so you're going to have to die now, and your nation in place of his nation. It sounds like Amistel Chasfun had to be destroyed. The Gemara will discuss this. V'iktiv, and it says, V'yagesh ish Elohim, V'yomer la-melech, V'yomer ko'amar Hashem. Now, you see, the Pasuk says, V'yomer el-melech Yisrael, V'yomer ko'amar Hashem. What's V'yomer v'yomer? Lama v'yomer shnei pa'amim? One is El Bar Mirshona Amar Lo, the first Amiri said to him, Amar imba ben dadad aram tachad yadcha, if he comes under your hand, al tachus alav, don't have any mercy on him, v'atach mol alav, don't have any compassion on him and to kill him. And he didn't do that. The Amir, the second Amir says, "Amal ayan asher shalachta et ish charmi." This is the whole punishment because you set him free, you're going to die now. So, kamim mitzudot v'charamim asidi. I put all manners of traps. Ad shemasati tachad yadcha until I gave you this king, the Melech Aram, in your hands. V'shalachto, you send him away. V'alach b'shalim, went in peace. L'fichach thereby tanafshecha tachad nafshol v'amcha tachad amo. Tamotze, you see there, Bashat Yatza Yisrael Milchama, when Am Yisrael to Milchama, Lo Met Miklum, no one died. El, the only person who died in that war then was El Achav Melech Yisrael Bilvat. Hadech Tiv, it says, Ve'ish Mashach Bekeshet, someone drew a bow and arrow, the Tumor, Ve'yakeh et Amelech, Bein Advekim Ben Ashirion. It sort of went in between his armor and then killed him. Ve'yom El Achbo, he said to him, he's person driving the chariot, Hafiyo Gadha, turn around, Ve'otzieni, to get me out of Mina Machaneki, Hachaleti, because I've been wounded, and then he died. Or what about the other inyan that the amcha matachat amo, the am had to be like take a place of the other nation should be destroyed? So Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shimon ben Yochai. Now we can understand why he told him to Micha told that person to hit him, because otati pachi atzam otot tzadik, the drop of blood that fell from that tzadik as a result of being hit, kipra al kol Yisrael, that was mechaper for all of Am Yisrael. Okay, that's the story. Let's continue. If someone says in the name of an Azabra, Omakach Ama Abodazar, such and such, the Avodah says, Afilu kiven al alacha, latameh tatameh latareh tatahor. Even if he's saying exactly the halacha, but he's saying Hashem Abodazara, he's chayv. And it says, Habal Eshedish. Some relation with the Eshedish. That's also another punishment of Chenek. Kiven shenachzar rusha ba'al min anasuin, afal pishal nevala. Because if you remember, and if in the time of betrothal of Minkudishin onward, it's punishment skila. At what point is she considered an eshet ish now that the punishment switches to chenek? As long as it's nichnasal rishut baala, even if it hasn't they haven't had a relationship yet, that's already considered married for this purpose. Okay, v'zomer bat kohen u'baala. We know a bat kohen has an affair that mitzvah b'sreifa. The baala, the person has a relationship with her. Well, it's like an eshet ish. They don't get sreifa, they get chenek. The zomimim, meaning if there were eidim zomim for false witnesses who were meant to get the reciprocal punishment if they're caught out to have lied regarding a particular capital offense, what punishment do they get? It's either sreifa or chenek. No, we don't know. Is it like hers or like his? They get chenek. That's the thing. And this is lead us into, like, if you like, Masechta Makos in Mishnah Torah next year. Normally, when it comes to Edim Zomim, they get a reciprocal punishment. That which they wanted to do, the innocent person, what they lied about them, that's a punishment to receive, except for this situation of Mer Kohen, where she would have got Srefa, they get Chenek. Fine, let's look at the Gemara. Now, here, I want to pause here, because the next 10 lines, I think, is actually Girsa change the Korban Eidah. We'll read through the Korban Eidah as well in a moment. But what I want to show you first, so you can appreciate the whole Perush, to appreciate the change in the Girsa, is go through his Perush. He says, Hachi Perusho, I'm not sure if you see it, it's a big Dibro Matil, that's the whole Girsa change. He says, Akola Bichlal Achna Biasher Yazid Ledavar, Ledaber Davar Bishmi, sorry, Asher Lotzeviti Ledaber. And what he's saying is basically, we'll see here, there are two psukim that talk about Navi Sheker. It says, right? That's a Navi Sheker, punishment has to die. Volnes Kaba Parsha doesn't say anything to Parsha. Natana Navi Ot Omoftet. It doesn't say that he gave a sign, or Diber didn't tell him to do Avodah Zarah. It just said it's a false prophet. Avodah Parsha Re'ektiv, it says differently, Ki Yakum Recha Navi. And there it says, Uba Otomoftet, Asher Belech Alemor, Nelchal Acharei Lehim Acherim. But now of them, there it talks about him presenting a sign. Then it talks about doing Avodah Zarah. And it's also has to be killed. Because he's trying to make you strike in the path. But the kasher is as follows. In other words, we've got one parasha we said Mishpatim talks about Navi Sheker in general. Then you've got another parasha that talks about Navi Sheker doing two things, bringing a sign and talking about specifically going to an Avodah Zarah. So the question is, why was that singled out? That's almost like a subset of all Navi Sheker, correct? Elidon de Chaluka kumishar kol mitzvot. That a false Navi tells you Avodah Zarah is different if it's a false Navi regarding other mitzvot. Okay. De'ilu aka, if it's akum, bein ba'oker kulo, bein ba'ker mitzato, chayv mitzah lidvra kol. Or you might even read it slightly differently, even if he tells you to do a mitzvah in its entirety. If you do b'shem Avodah Zarah, you chayv no matter what. The Navi Bichayev. The Palig then Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan Babraita in his Braita, the Tanya Navi Shiadiach Biskila, a Navi that's Mediach. Mediach means he wants to do Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon says, according to Chachamim, you get Skila, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you Chenech. Why? Tamad Rabbi Shimon dichtiv yumat. Yumat, he has to die, correct? What's yumat? This is what stam yumat, what's mita generally when it comes to capital punishments? We've learned this before. That's stam enu ela chenek. That's chenek. Whenever it's unspecified, fall back on chenek. V'rabban yalfi no hadacha, it says mediach. Well, you can learn from meisit. Meisit is individual, get someone to do avodah zara. Well, that the punishment is kidiber tzar lichacha. Well, that's going to be victiva meisit. Also, keep keshli dichacha. Well, that's going to be skila. Okay. So the first difference is when avodah zara makes no difference. If it's partial, complete, whatever it is, if he's trying to get you to avodah zara, then he is chayv noeruah. Uboker kol aguf deshar mitzvot nami pligi. If he's trying to get you to uproot, I just hesitate because it's b'shem avodah zara. Put that aside. It's getting to do you avodah zara. That's what we've been discussing. Fine. Uboker kol aguf deshar mitzvot. If it's forgetting other mitzvot, it's only if he wants you to uproot the entire mitzvah. Well, there you've also got a machlok at Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. Chachamim savrishu beskila dichtiv nami hatam b'parshat re'eh. D'tanya, because it also referenced parshat re'eh. How do I know that? D'tanya lelechet ba, to go and do positive. Lase mitzvah ase. The mashma la'asot, to do something. Ba'akam leka ase, by avodah zara, there's no mitzvah ase associated with it. Therefore, shma minai, it must be turned a shah mitzvah called mitzvah nami kai. Must be skilled because of the hadacha hadacha. And Reish Shimon says actually bechenek. Okay, so with lagabei shar mitzvot, similar machloket is a chenek is a skila machloket chachamim Reish Shimon. Avalo ker mitzat the shar mitzvah, you all care just partially some of the mitzvah ain bo mita lidibrako. Then that's you wouldn't, the chiyuv mitzvah is not associated with that. V'afilu rabban rami shar mitzvah k'tumim parshar emi koma koma ker mitzat ayofina minichtiv min aderech mashmalu. The lokai ela akum, specifically the akum. Dim lokem akum lamali, fine. Aval lokem nonetheless it gets malchus. Okay, that is the flow of how the perush commented behind the Shino Girsa. So let's go back over the Gemara now with this Shino Girsa. We read through the Dira Machla and make a lot more sense. It says hakol bichlal ach navi asher yazil ledaber davar bishmi, meaning navi sheker applies to all manners of avirus. Bein ba'ot, bein ba'mofet, bein ba'akum, bein ba'shar mitzvah. Just irrespective of whether it's telling you about a zara, whether it's talking about other mitzvahs, whether it's talking whether you use the sign or it doesn't use the sign. Lame atzdali don, why do we have another pasuk shia, akum, bein, ba'akum? Why does a single akum is written in Parsha Re'e? It says, bein nika bein la'akor et kol mitzvah, bein shina kin levke la'et, bein la'akor et kol aguf, whether you wanted to lakor the whole mitzvah or didn't want to upload the whole mitzvah, that's Divrei Rabbi Shimon. It says Chon Kim gets Chaneka, but Divrei Chachamim says Skila. However, Ubeshar kol mitzvah, when it comes to that mitzvah, that's Bo'oker kol aguf. That's only Chayev Mita, that is, if you tried to uproot the entire mitzvah, that's Divrei Chachamim, Solkin Oto. But Divrei Shimon, again, same machloket, Chachamim say he would get skila, and Rabbi Shimon says he gets chanika. Aval be'ik, ikar mikts, oker, should be, oker miktsat, if it's only to take, if he's trying to get someone to uproot part of the mitzvah, Divra kol, yamin le piyunte, giving malchus mishon lo te'ana berechad shaker, because he's giving false testimony. Okay? That was quite a lot of work to explain the Girsa change, and that fits according to one of the shittas in the Bavli, I believe. But that's the way the Korbanator rearranges that whole sugya. Fine. Let's go back to the Gemara. It says, V'hanavi shinit avay betchila. Let's say a Navi comes around, and he gives a nevuah. Im natan ot umofet, if he gives a sign, then shomin lo, you've got to listen to him. Vim lav, if not, ain't shomin lo. It seems to be according to Rishami here, there are brand new Navi has to, you're not bound by him, it seems, unless he presents some sort of ot, some offer, some sort of wonder. There's two ways to what it means to show me in law. One means either simply we've got a, if the second pshat is because someone doesn't go by the word of a Navi, he is chayv mita. So you're not chayv mita until he's presented some sort of proof he is a Navi. Again, that one's rule there. But another pshat is we know a Navi can people tell people to do Averas Lefisha, like Eliyahu Har Karmel, like as a temporary suspension of a mitzvah. So again, you wouldn't listen to him for that temporary suspension unless he presents some sort of mofet. The question, however, is as follows. Rabbi Yitzchak Yoshaya, what about Shnei Nevi'im, Shnei Nevu'o Kechad? What are two Nevi'im presenting a Nevu'ah? Or Shnei Nevi'im, Shnei Nevu'o Bekrach Echad? Okay? Now, the question is, do they need to bring a proof? They still have to bring a proof. some sort of sign, because you have to be chayish. So maybe there's two clowns that come along and they've just sort of coordinated. However, he doesn't need to. Why? Because the trail chashu not suspicious of two. Okay, it's almost like confirmed. That's a machloket. Gemara says once again, maiti manda amat zirich lamanda amat ain't sarich. Shita that says no, you still need to bring a proof. That Shita says you don't. Active by Yom Chizkiyahu met. No, sorry, ma'ot. Sorry, if you remember, we discussed this in the past. Chizkiyahu, Yeshayahu told him he was going to die. Then what did he do? Daven towards Hashem and change and the organize the shidduch and everything. If you remember the story, and he says, okay, in 3 days we'll be in the base of Mikdash. You'll be fine. And he asks, okay, give me a sign. Why is he asking for a sign? The way the Pnei Moshe says, if for an established Navi, he has to ask for a sign in this situation, kal v'chomer for some rookies, it's two new guys on the street, clearly you're going to have to present a sign. That's one shot. It's actually interesting because, but the Sheher Korban, I think along these lines, if I understood it correctly, was saying that no, because it was a turnabout, because he says he's going to die, and then it was a complete switch, it's almost like starting from the beginning again. Okay? So it's the same type of case, that's to bring some sort of proof. Okay, so it's Amalei, he says, no, Shniyahi. The Gemara says, no, that case is different. Shniyah Taman, do Asik B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, because this is considered like Tchiyas HaMeisim. And that's a bigger deal. So that's why it's having some sort of proof. Tchiyat HaMeitim, how do we know this was Tchiyat HaMeitim? Because it says in the third day, you're going to come back. We see a passage referring to Tchiyat HaMeitim that says, Yechayenu miyomayim bayom hashlishi, yekimenu b'nichya lefanah. So that's the Gamzeh B'chal Tchiyat HaMeitim is Yichalichtiv, and that's the proof of the Pasuk. That's like Tchiyat HaMeitim. Okay, fine. So that's an exception. That's why you can't bring any proof from that case. So Amar Rav Yehuda ben Pazi, Los of Davar L'chupa El Afilu L'Bayit Sheyesh Lo Chupa, we said as soon as he's handed over to the Chupa. In other words, when does she not become an Arusa and really a Nesua in the sense that, to be careful, not that she's Mamash Nesua, but in the sense that she no longer, if someone has an affair, the punishment is no longer skila, but rather would be now chenek. That's when we said when it's handed over to the chuppah, even if they hadn't had bi'ah yet. Where he says, no, afilu, the Gemara says, lo sofar noim chuppah, ella afilu lebayit sheyesh bo chuppah. Even in the house that has the chuppah inside it, that would be sufficient to now make that switch. Bayad hamilta, trickling v'kiton, chuppah v'kiton, what about if it's chuppah's in a room, in an inner room, and she's going to the outer room. So there's a wall in between the room with the chuppah. What's it in there? Is it considered already at the transition stage? Left as a question. Now the Gemara says, La'idam Mila. What's La'idam Mila? You have to preach it. This is referring to a different Gemara. So the Gemara says, the Korbanet says, this is referring to the case of Amenitin denarash niftatakai. Masru bal. If the shluchei av have handed the daughter over to the shluchei bal, now she's in the reshut habal. The question is, what does it mean, reshut habal? The Gemara says that we have a machloket. Rabbi Yochanan says leyorsha, such that if she dies, the new husband will be your yorisha. So it's like a monetary issue. However, Reish Lakish says, oh no, lahafrat neder. She's already considered left the reshut ha'av, such that for hafrat nedarim, well, what does it mean? Read a few more words. Amr Rezira, afal gav de Rabbi Shimon amal lahafrat nedareya, moda she'inu mefer la'ad she'tikanes l'chupa. It doesn't mean lahafrat neder that the chasen now can make for nedarim on his own. Because he's not the full husband yet. It just means she's left the Beit Aviyah such that the father can no longer mefer the nedarim. Okay? That's what it means. So Amar Rav Huna, cry Maaseh Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The psukim seem to support Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Why? Because there it says, Liznot Beit Aviyah Prat Shemasru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abav. What's this referring to? The Korban Eda, Im Zanta Acha Shemasru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei Abav. If there was some sort of znut after the shluchei av have handed her over to the shluchei of the husband. Shelo tiyeh b'skila kenara morasa, she doesn't get skila anymore. If there was a znut, elek yetzchenek k'nesua, less if she was married. Shmamina, he says, you see from here quite clearly. Mishemasru shluchei av l'shluchei bal, lo karena beit tul, beit aviyah. Once it's handed over, it's no longer beit aviyah. And therefore, it makes sense that already the handing over is taken out, it's considered taken out of the Beit Aviyah, that would impact Hafarat Nedarim as well. That's understanding. Now, let's continue. Now, Now, this sort of touches on the end of the Mishnah, that if they get sreifa, there will be a situation where he behen besreifa. That's when they get sreifa and she'll get sreifa. We're talking about Edim Zomim. Would he behen beskila? That's when she'll get skila and he would get skila. The witnesses. Bechenek, he behen bechenek. What this is talking about effectively here, just to make it smoother, is that Edim Zomim always get the reciprocal punishment. Whatever the former mitzvah was meant to get. That's what it's saying. Kyotzeben, he behen bechskila, or he behen bechenek, whatever. And as Korbaneda says, that calls him actim lotov mitzvah, but kamal olam azomim mitzvah shebao lechayev. They always have the mitzvah that were mechayev. Ish or ishak gone im bao lechayev sreifa, they wanted to make a chayev sreifa, af hem kyotzeben. And it's important here that there's an extra, I saw in the outside, this is Shinra Girsa that adds to the end of it. However, when it's shelo kyotzeben, when do they not get the same punishment? That would be hi besreifa, vihi behen, vahu behen bechenek. That would be if she was meant to get sreifa, and he, meaning the Baal, if it was like a case of a Bat Kohen, he would get chenek, and then they would get chenek. So that's exceptions we've seen in the Mishnah that generally eight is the maximum ultimata, chutz what mizoma bekat Kohen, that rather than getting sreifa like her, they would get chenek like the Baal would have had to get, the boil, sorry, would have meant to pick it. But that was Adon Raf Perek, ve'elohenech nachim, ve'kulam asef the Sanhedrin. Hadron laf perek ve'elohen nechnachim v'kulam masechta Sanhedrin. Hadron laf perek ve'elohen nechnachim v'kulam masechta Sanhedrin. Siyata Dishmaya. Now, Mitzvah Shem, Mazel Tov first. We will pick up on Masechta Makot, I think, it makes more sense. Even though, again, we did a bit of Oru Surah Shudan Shvuot before Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin and Makot really not much go together. So we'll do that next. All right. Kol Tov, Mazel Tov.